Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, depending on where you are on Mother Earth. I'm Master Marilyn, and I am very happy to welcome you to this Blog Talk Radio program. This is for me, this is such a special program. It is Soul Healing Miracles Through Love, Peace, and Harmony. And today what we're going to focus on is inner and outer healing. While we sing the sacred song, Love, Peace, and Harmony to help others, we also receive the blessings of love, peace, and harmony. So this beautiful Tao Source Soul Song changes the frequency and vibration on Mother Earth so all of humanity can experience love, peace, and harmony. And we're part of humanity, so clearly we are going to be experiencing a shift in frequency and vibration. And we don't always pay attention to that. On these programs, I do suggest at the beginning that each person does like a little checkup. So I'm going to ask you to do that right now. How are you feeling physically? Is anything painful? Or maybe you're not experiencing pain, but maybe you have a little bit of a stiff neck or tightness someplace in your body. So give that a number value. If it's really, really extreme, it would be 10. If you can hardly notice it, it's 1. Do the same thing for how you feel emotionally. Do you feel balanced? Or do you feel a little bit out of sync? And how is your mental clarity? This one sometimes can be tricky. And that would include things, you know, like remembering what you've got on your schedule after you've written it down. Most of us have to write things down because there are many, many things on our schedule. I have met some people who can keep all of that in their memory, and those people, in my opinion, are very, very special. I consider that a special ability. The rest of us need a calendar or some kind of a diary to let us know what it is. But sometimes we will forget even then. So that would all be part of mental clarity. And spiritual journey. Are we more loving, forgiving, compassionate? These qualities. Are we releasing our mindsets, attitudes, beliefs, transforming ego, releasing attachments? All of these would be included. So as we are singing Love, Peace, and Harmony, keep these in your awareness. And today, what I'm going to ask you to focus on is the water on Mother Earth. Water and its blessings are very, very obvious to me because we have such a severe drought in California. The area where I live on the San Francisco Peninsula, some of the trees that are evergreens, like the beautiful redwood trees that are unique to this area, are dying because they get a lot of moisture from the atmosphere. But it's areas where there is still fog, the trees are still green and beautiful. So that's one thing, the impact of water. The opposite side of that is what has happened in Florida with the flooding, where there's too much water. And what has happened to people's homes, their lives have really been turned upside down. The blessing that water can be is something that is so important, and the need for balance. So that's what we will focus on today, bringing blessings of love, peace, and harmony to water and healing. Our own bodies, for people who are fully grown, we're like 70 or 80% water. When that is balanced, we are in good health. So we want to continue our efforts to have balance, to have all the water in our body radiating love, peace, and harmony. For babies, it's even a higher percentage. So, please keep this in your awareness as we chant. Please sit straight. Put your feet flat on the floor. Put both hands below your navel. And close your eyes. Wonderful. Put your focus at your zhong, which is the space between your waist and the base of your body, and it's the back half of your body. And that's mind power. Where you put your focus is where the light will go. The sound power is going to be the song. And please repeat the say hello greeting after me. Dear soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony, I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please give a healing blessing to my and whatever it is that you would like to receive a healing blessing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Dear soul, mind, and body, of love, peace, and harmony, downloaded to all souls in all universes. I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please turn on and radiate love, peace, and harmony to one another, especially in the water inside us, the water throughout Mother Earth, in all of its forms. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Dear Wanling, and that means all souls, please come and chant with us together.
Joy.
Physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And give each one a number value. Notice if there has been a shift. Even in one of the aspects. And maybe you had a shift in everything. Wonderful. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the callers and welcome any questions or comments, sharings, anything at all that you would like to share with everyone on the line. So the person I'm going to call on now, the phone number ends with 3883. So welcome. I think maybe they're on mute. So let me check again. The number ends with 3883. If you're speaking, we cannot hear you. Okay. So, since the callers today are not responding, I wonder if I have myself on mute. I hope not. What I will do is I will share what I received as we were singing Love, Peace, and Harmony. The water within each person was actually bliss in a powerful way. If you are familiar with Hidden Messages in Water by Dr. Emoto, you'll know that when we say positive things, or even think positive things, we do not need to say anything. Just think something positive. We have a special process for photographing the molecules. There was a special way they would freeze the water, and then they could photograph the molecules. And Dr. Emoto discovered that positive thoughts created beautiful crystals within the water. And that is exactly what happened as we were chanting. Beautiful crystals were forming within us. And they were, we asked, the invocation was to love, peace, and harmony, to radiate to every single molecule of water. And so the crystals were beautiful, love, peace, and harmony crystals. Some of you might be familiar with the rainbow light ball, the love, peace, harmony rainbow light ball. So some of the crystals were beautiful, clear color. Some of them were golden, and so many were rainbow. So that each person was this, it was like a kaleidoscope. Each person was like a kaleidoscope. And we have so many cells with souls within our bodies. But some of them sparkled in a special way. They had a special light that was released. And for many, many, there were Shen Shi Jing blockages, whole mind-body blockages released, so that the areas that did not feel well received a huge amount of light. And this is the light of love, peace, and harmony. So it was powerfully transforming. And the water throughout Mother Earth also had the same thing happening. Some of the water is very, very dense. There are lots and lots of blockages. So the chanting that we did for maybe 10 minutes brought some light, but there's lots more chanting needed to really begin to clear the blockages so that the water is not dense, but that it will be filled with light. And when I said the water is dense, if you measured it scientifically, it would be exactly the same as any other water. But when we are talking about the presence of light, or we're talking about the presence of blockages, to say that the water is dense means that there have been many, many blockages that have accumulated. And when we did the chanting, the water was happy, even though it was very dense, and it still is quite dense, but it was happy to receive the love, peace, and harmony that we released, because in the invocation, I invited all the souls that had been downloaded in all universes. So even in this very dense water, there are countless, countless, countless downloads of love, peace, and harmony. When we chant, we can connect with those downloads and ask them to radiate and to continue to radiate. But we need to help them. We need to help them by our chanting. You know, it's not enough, really, just to say, please continue chanting, although that's good. We need to participate. And that participation is extremely important. It also increases what is going on within our own bodies. So there are benefits all the way around. And as I was sharing this with you, the water, all the different forms of water that I mentioned, is saying thank you. The souls of the water, all those souls are saying thank you, thank you, thank you. So we can continue to offer this very important and significant service by remembering this, by including this invocation or this idea, and whatever invocation we use before we sing Love, Peace, and Harmony. So once again, we have come to the end of our time. So I will say, all together, three times, please say, love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gong song, gong song, gong song. And that means respectfully return. So we're telling all the souls who've been with us and have been chanting with us, they can respectfully return to their other activities. Next week, I will be on Blog Talk Radio again. So I look forward to having you join. And whatever the technology was today that prevented people from asking questions, hopefully that will not be with us next week. So between now and then, may your life be filled with love, peace, and harmony. Love you, love you, love you. Bye-bye.